News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Chris Tarrant, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks indeed for joining us this morning. Now, look, you have a new book about bears, For the Love of Bears. And I do want to talk to you, and we will get to it, because I'm absolutely fascinated by your love of bears. But can we chat just generally first? You have had an extraordinary career. I think Trevor MacDonald described you as the man who's taken just about every job on TV. It's a pretty eclectic. I mean, you've done current affairs journalism, you did kid shows, you've done quizzes. It's an amazing career.
Yeah, I mean, I did 20 years on the radio, early morning radio.
Capital Radio. Sorry, I should have mentioned that. Yeah,
which was probably one of the happiest periods of my life. Actually, I think I've been very lucky. I mean, I was talking to Richard Madeley about this yesterday. He said, "You haven't done much rubbish, have you?" I said, "I have, but people tend to forget them." Of course I have. We all have. Sometimes you get a script and you go, "Oh, that'll be good." And then you get there and think, "No, this is not good at all." I mean, Millionaire obviously was huge. Tiswas, which people of a certain age still talk about.
We were just both presenters here remember it. We're of an age where we remember it well.
You've got to be of a certain age. But it's quite weird. I mean, I did an after dinner last week, and I always do a Q&A at the end. And it was quite a range of ages. The first question, and it happens every time, the first question is always about Tiswas, about Sally James or Spit the Dog. I mean, I like that. I think it's nice that something makes that, you know, that sort of a mark. Tarrant on TV was a good 10 years. Capital Radio Breakfast Time was 17 years. And then I did 15 years of Millionaire. I think really, I've just been very lucky in that I've had, you know, really good gigs that I thoroughly enjoyed it. You know, yeah. I thoroughly enjoyed all of it. I had a brilliant time on the radio. A Millionaire was just huge.
Huge. Do you still get people in the shop, you know, when you ask for bread, going, "We don't want to give you that"? I mean, do you still get people shouting catchphrases at you in the street?
Phone a friend almost every day of my life. And it's like, I haven't even done this show for 5 years. But what happens a lot is they say, "Oh, phone a friend." And then you see them go, he's probably heard that a time or 10. We'll make that time in 1,000.
This is Ciara, Shane's co-host, Chris. Hello. I was very offended because I asked Shane, would I be his phone a friend? And it turns out no. So I was quite upset about that earlier on the show this morning.
It is. It doesn't bother me at all. I think it's nice. You know, it's like what you do, like the show sort of thing. I'll tell you a weird thing. After we did the very, very first show and we ran for 10 nights on the trot, and nobody had ever seen anything like it. First night, we were all quite nervous because a lot at stake and so on. The first ever show went out okay. Somebody won £64,000, so that was good. And the next morning, I had to do some interviews with journalists in Wembley, where the studio was. And I'm walking up the hill to this hotel, and a bloke winds his window down, a big lorry, and goes, "Hello, Chris, phone a friend." And I went, "Hey, hello, mate." Now, if you think about that, that show has only gone out once last night for an hour anywhere in the world. And already this guy is going, "Phone a friend."
We're onto something here.
It just hit this impact, you know?
Yeah, no, it was extraordinary.
It was huge. Went to 120, I think it's still selling one or two, something like 122 countries around the world. What's weird is that, well, not weird, it's great, but every single country it's been to, including Ireland, including, you know, the rest of the UK, including America, Australia, India, wherever, it always goes to number one. It may be a week, you know, it may be a month, it may be a year or two, but it always goes to number one.
It was a genius show. Come here, let's talk bears. How did you develop this fascination, this interest in bears?
I've always had it, even as a little boy. My mum used to take me to the zoo a lot. Try and get rid of me, I think. And I liked all the big male lions, but I don't know why. Just the bears fascinated me. Also, I think of all the animals in there, because the elephants sort of just stood around a bit. The lions were always asleep. It was the bears more than any of the other animals that just showed me how frustrated they were walking round and round and round, sometimes going back again. And I just thought, these animals, they should have, you know, a huge country. They shouldn't be in a zoo.
Yeah.
And I don't like zoos,
and you've had had some pretty close encounters, including a... Did one come into your tent or something once a few years back?
No, there's one outside the tent. We could hear it very clearly making... They don't really roar much. They make sort of strange huffing noises. There was one I'd had rather a lot of... the Russians make this stuff called vodka jelly, which is savage.
I've had it.
I'd had quite a lot of that one night in a fishing camp in North Russia. The next day I was a little bit delicate. So I've got all the waders and all the heavy stuff and the rods and all that. And I'm following my mate and the guide in the morning feeling I really don't want to do much fishing today. And it was very hot. So I lay down in a wood. I said, you guys go ahead. I'll catch you up. I lay down in a wood. And when I woke up, this sounds really stupid. It is stupid. When I woke up, half an hour sleep or whatever, I opened my eyes and went, there's a large Russian bear there just looking at me. I mean, he was, I don't know, a few yards away. And it's just looking at this massive animal. And I'd never seen one, this first one I'd ever seen in the wild. And it's just looking at me like, shall I go and eat that funny little white thing over there or shall I go and have a salmon today? Nah, I think I'll go and have a salmon. And he just wandered off. And at no point was, because I'm so daft, at no point was I stupid. It was just like, wow, that was exciting sort of thing. And then the guide came running up in a panic. And he said, Chris, are you all right? And I went, yeah, I'm fine. He said, there are big pads everywhere. There is a bear somewhere. Be careful. Come. I said, oh, yeah, he was over there just now. He came up here. He said, what were you doing? I said, oh, I was having a little sleep. And he started shouting. Even in Russian, I knew that he didn't like me. He was shouting abuse at me like, you're an idiot. He did actually say the words, you are a stupid. You are a stupid. Oh. And all week, he got, basically he didn't want to know about me. He thought it was a menace.
It was a close call. Listen,
all week, it was, you are a stupid. You are a stupid. And I went, I think you're right, actually, I am. So I wasn't nervous at the time at all. It just sort of...
Wow,
you know,
and maybe you should have been. Listen, we're just out of time. So, final question. Give us the pitch. So, if people buy the book For the Love of Bears, what will they get?
They get the most. Forget about the narrative by me, which is it is actually interesting, and it's I hate to say it, it's well written, but the picture quality of bears all around me in some cases, the picture quality is fantastic. And you've also got these QR codes inside, so you can actually even get into videos and things. It's a beautifully made book. I like this publisher because they really like making beautiful books. And not many people do that these days.
Wow, that sounds great. Are you enjoying retirement?
I love it. I love it. I used to get out of bed to be on the radio like you. I stopped.
Yeah,
I love it.
No, it doesn't get any easier, does it, getting up at this time? No. But yeah, listen, an absolute pleasure to talk to you. The book is For the Love of Bears. The photographs are spectacular, absolutely spectacular in it. Chris Tarrant, broadcaster, former host of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and author of For the Love of Bears. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.